Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Member of Avram Golder, and today my second is Baba Basra, Daf Pei Vav, the fifth parak of Mokher Sasfina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yechezkel and Anat Hartman, Lezech and Nishma Sagon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nuchusi Yama, his Shiurim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Mishnah teaches that land is acquired with money, a shtar or chazakah, but regarding metaltlin, a nikkan elba meshicha, they're only acquired through pulling, either into one's own property, a shared property, or a simta. The Gemara says this only applies to objects which are not normally lifted, but objects which are normally lifted, through lifting they can be acquired, but through pulling they cannot be acquired. Although Hagba acquires for all items, including those which are not normally lifted, Meshicha only acquires items which are normally pulled. Several challenges are posed to this principle which are deflected. Pointing to this principle is challenged from a Mishnah which states, Behema gasa niknas b'mesira, a large animal is acquired through handing over its rein or mane, v'hadaka b'hagba, and a small animal is acquired through lifting it, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Chachamim say, Behema daka b'meshicha, a small animal is acquired through pulling it. This proves that although a small animal is normally lifted, it can still be acquired with meshicha. The Gemara answers, Shani Behema Dasarcha, an animal is different because it clutches the ground and is not easily lifted, so the Chachamim say it can be acquired with Meshicha. And point number three, Rav Shmuel said, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher l'cha, if a seller says I'm selling you a kor, 30 saw for 30 slime, yachu lachzer bo afil b'sa achrona, he can retract from the sale even while the final saw was being measured. Because the agreed volume of sale was a full kor, the buyer does not acquire anything until the entire amount is given to him. However, if he said, kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mocher l'cha, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slime, a saw per sela, Rishon Rishon Kana, the buyer acquires each saw one by one because each saw is a full unit of sale. This is challenged from the Braisa on Daf Pehe Amanav, which taught, in the third category, that if the mita, the measuring utensil, belongs to the buyer, he acquires what is put in it bit by bit. Even though the measuring utensil was not filled, and thus the measuring unit is incomplete. The Gemara answers that the case is where the seller said, for example, I'm selling you a heen, which is 12 log for 12 slime, each log for a sela. And although the heen measuring utensil was not filled, shnasos hayubamidos, there were markings in the measuring utensils indicating each log. So once again, the three points are, number one, a Mishnah teaches that land is acquired with money, a shtar or chazak, but regarding metaltlin, a nikkan elba meshicha, they're only acquired through pulling, either into one's own property, a shared property, or a simta. The Gemara says this only applies to objects which are not normally lifted, but objects which are normally lifted, through lifting they can be acquired, but through pulling they cannot be acquired. Although Hagba acquires for all items, including those which are not normally lifted, Meshicha only acquires items which are normally pulled. Several challenges are posed to this principle which are deflected. Pointing to this principle is challenged from a Mishnah which states, Behema gasa niknas b'mesira, a large animal is acquired through handing over its rein or mane, v'hadaka b'hagba, and a small animal is acquired through lifting it, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Chachamim say, Behema daka b'meshicha, a small animal is acquired through pulling it. This proves that although a small animal is normally lifted, it can still be acquired with meshicha. The Gemara answers, Shani Behema Dasarcha, an animal is different because it clutches the ground and is not easily lifted, so the Chachamim say it can be acquired with Meshicha. And point number three, Rav Shmuel said, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher l'cha, if a seller says I'm selling you a kor, 30 saw for 30 slime, yachu lachzer bo afil b'sa achrona, he can retract from the sale even while the final saw was being measured. Because the agreed volume of sale was a full kor, the buyer does not acquire anything until the entire amount is given to him. However, if he said, kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mocher l'cha, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slime, a saw per sela, Rishon Rishon Kana, the buyer acquires each saw one by one because each saw is a full unit of sale. This is challenged from the Braisa on Daf Pehe Amanav, which taught, in the third category, that if the mita, the measuring utensil, belongs to the buyer, he acquires what is put in it bit by bit. Even though the measuring utensil was not filled, and thus the measuring unit is incomplete. The Gemara answers that the case is where the seller said, for example, I'm selling you a heen, which is 12 log for 12 slime, each log for a sela. And although the heen measuring utensil was not filled, shnasos hayubamidos, there were markings in the measuring utensils indicating each log. All right, so now we get our siman daf pei vav, and our standard siman is police. police. So here goes. The police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, while a colleague went to buy 30 donuts for $30, knowing he can retract until the very last one was in the box. Once again, slow motion. The police officer, that must be on Duff, pave up, police. The police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, which reminds us objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with hagbah, not mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, which reminds us, the Chachamim say, Behema daka b'mashicha, a small animal is acquired through pulling it. This seems to prove that although a small animal is normally lifted, it can still be acquired with mashicha. The Gemara answers, Shani behema dasarcha, an animal is different because it clutches the ground and is not easily lifted. So the Chachamim say it can be acquired with mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, while a colleague went to buy 30 donuts for $30, knowing he can retract until the very last one was in the box. Which reminds us, Rav and Shmuel say, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha. If a seller says, I'm selling you a kor, 30 saw, for 30 slime, yachol achzur bo afil b'sah achron, he can retract from the sale, even while the final saw was being measured. Because the agreed volume of sale was a full kor, the buyer does not acquire anything until the entire amount is given to him. However, if he said, Kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slime, a saw per sela, rishon kana, the buyer acquires each saw one by one because each saw is a full unit of sale. So once again, the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, while a colleague went to buy 30 donuts for $30, knowing he can retract until the very last one was in the box. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Pei Beis. So the Simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The peanut farmer who put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter. Peanut butter? That must be on Daf Pei Beis. The peanut farmer who put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, which reminds us, the Mishnah and Daf Pei Alf Amud Alf taught that where someone bought trees but not land, that whatever grows from the geza, the trunk, belongs to the buyer, and whatever grows from the sharashim, the roots, belongs to the seller. Rav Yochanan defines these terms, kol sharo pnei chama, anything that sees the face of the sun, meaning that begins growing above ground, zehu mina geza, this is categorized as from the trunk. V'she'ena ro pnei chama, anything that does not see the face of the sun, meaning it begins growing from underground, zehu mina sharashim, this is categorized as from the roots. So the peanut farmer put jars of pnei chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with three trees he bought, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who buys three trees acquires land. Rav Yochanan explained how much land is acquired, tachtehen uvenehen, under the trees and between them, v'chutzelhen kamol orav asolo, and the land outside the trees large enough for one picking fruit and his basket beside him. So the peanut farmer put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with three trees he bought, was disappointed when he was told that neither he nor the seller may plant peanuts on that area of land, which reminds us, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Osen Orav Asalo Mizoran, who may plant the area around the purchased trees for the picker to stand with his basket? Does the buyer acquire this land fully and may plant there, or is it essentially the seller's land and the buyer merely has the right to use it for harvesting his trees? The Gemara concludes that neither can plant in this area. Daf Pei Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sole trees where the karka between them was also included, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas about the required distance between three trees to acquire land. The Rabban hold the maximum distance between trees is 16 amos. So the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sole trees where the karka between them was also included and finished the race right next to the third tree of another set, which was on the border in between two fields, which reminds us, Rapapa asked Machel Shnai B'toch Zedeo, if he sold in two trees inside his field, the Echad Oha Meitzar, and one more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees? Or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the third tree he sold was in a neighbor's field? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So the pogo stick champion, who jumped the full 16 almost space between three sold trees, with a cart between them, was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between two fields, claimed that the whole race was a mekach talis because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood, when sycamore wood was what they had agreed on, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Arba Midas Mamochrin, four different laws of sales, where the sold item was found different than that was agreed upon. Eitzim Shel Zayis V'Nimsu Shel Shikma. If the buyer and seller agreed on olive wood, and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, or they agreed on wine and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, both of them can retract. This is a Mechach Taos, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad, that must be earned off pay dollar. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth $5 for $6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to $8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller can't, because the buyer could say, had you not initially defrauded me, you would not have been able to retract. Now that you have defrauded me, should you be able to retract? So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which reminds us, although the Rabbanan consider wine and vinegar one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, truma is still effective, as the Gemara darshans regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same, and either party can retract, because there are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were kona by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli. Daf Pei Hei. So the simmer Daf Pei Hei is a pe, a mouth, and we use a dentist for the simmon. So here goes. The dentist, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Hei, pe, mouth. The dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, which reminds us, Gemara teaches that a person's kli cannot acquire in Rishus of Rabbim, but it can in a simta. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas Bemochrin, which reminds us, the Brisa states, Arba Midas Bemochrin. There are four laws of sales regarding using utensils for acquiring. Number one, where the kli belongs to a third party. Number two, where the kli belongs to the buyer or the seller, but the transaction takes place in Rishus HaRabim. Number three, where the sale takes place in the seller's domain. And number four, where the sale takes place in the buyer's domain. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas Bemochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag, which reminds us of Rav Sheshes of Shaila to Rav Huna, Kelev Shol Kelev Bushus Mocher, regarding the utensil of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kanulo Kelev Olo, does the buyer acquire produce placed in it or not? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli? That's on daf Pei Dalet. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss the difference between a sale of korba shloshim versus a sale of korba shloshim sa'at besela? That's on daf Pei Vav. Good. Number three, which daf do we, when honey in a beehive has the status of food regarding tuma? That's on daf Pay. Good. Number four, which daf do the question whether a buyer acquires produce placed in his kli that is in the seller's domain? That's on daf Pei. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn the according to the Chachamim, a behema daka can be acquired with mashicha, since these animals usually dig their heels into the ground? That's on daf Pei Vav. Good. Number six, which daf do we have a machokas if one who buys two trees acquires land, and if he brings bikurim and reads the psukim? That's on daf Pay off. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn Arba Midas Mamokrin, where the sold item was found different than what was agreed upon? That's on daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with Hagbah, not Mashicha? That's on daf Tevav. Good number nine. Which of the when a person's kli cannot acquire in Rishus a Rabim, but can in a simta? That's on Daf. Beheg. Good. Number 10. Which stuff thing whatever grows in the trunk of a tree belongs to the buyer of the tree? That's on Daf. Pebes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.